Jared Gomes here with you, and coming up, we got the St. Isidore Carnival. It's always a great time, so I thought I'd chat with Chantel Monfette, the president of the St. Isidore Carnival, a little more about it, just so we can find out all the little details.
My name is Chantel Monfette, and I'm president of the St. Isidore Carnival.
Tell me a little bit about the event for those who might not know.
Well, it's our annual winter carnival that we have every year. It's filled with many activities and live music, local artists, wonderful food, and to enjoy a Francophone experience.
You guys have a theme for this year?
Yes, we do. Our theme is Royaume des Bonbons, which means the Candy Kingdom. So a very colorful event with lots of color and candy-looking decorations. So it's a wonderful theme for all ages, I believe, because it's a very happy, happy theme.
How many years has this been going on now?
This is our 43rd edition of the Winter Carnival.
If people are going for their first time because maybe they heard all about it, what can they kind of expect when they show up?
It opens at Friday night, the 13th. The doors open at 5 o'clock. The food booths are open, so you can experience the Francophone food, the poutine, the tourtière. And at 7 o'clock, we have opening ceremonies, which last, you know, about an hour, if that. And then at 8 o'clock, people kind of start going outside, and then the sleigh rides start. The taffy on the snow starts. There's live music in the gazebo. That's not part of the hall, but outside our gazebo. Yeah, so that goes on all Friday night. And then on Saturday, starting at 10, we have local artists playing. We have our dancers, Plein Soleil dancers, which some do dancing on Friday night as well, but all the groups dance on Saturday. And then there's activities outside for the kids, the snow taffy is still there, the horses, everything. So, and the food booths are still open. And then we finish Saturday night with a family dance. For everyone that wants to come. So, and then on Sunday we have our mass at 10:30 in the morning, and then it's followed by a brunch and a kind of a silent auction or a little live auction for our parish here in St. Isidore. So, yeah, and that kind of wraps it up. But it's fun-filled activities all weekend.
Awesome. And it seems like a very family focus, especially for kind of the family day-long weekend there.
Yes, it is, for sure. Yeah, there's activities for the little ones, and then we have a maze that's done in snow this year, which will be pretty exciting. It's the first time, so that'll be exciting for the kids.
I know one thing that always stands out, though, is like the food, the poutine and the snow taffy. That's like, you can't get some of that stuff some other places, which is always kind of cool to see.
Yeah, and then we have our tourtière as well. That's not something that, you know, that you see in any restaurants or anything like that. So, and the sugar pies, and yeah, so it's really our culture. Yeah, try to promote our culture through the food and through the music and through the ambiance.
And if you had to sum up the event into like one sentence, what would you sell people on it with?
I just would say, just come and enjoy the ride. It's fun filled. It's amazing, actually. The decorations are outstanding. The sculptures will be outstanding. I think it's just I've said more than one sentence, but anyways, just come and enjoy the ride, I guess.
Perfect. There we go. And unless there's anything else you want to add or any other closing statements?
Well, if anybody has any questions, they can definitely call myself or our coordinator, Corey Nelson. And we you know, there's our website and that people can go on and see the actual, you know, agenda, that's what goes on, what times and stuff if they want. But yeah,